Pictures. Sit in a straight back chair with your hands and your feet separated. Close your eyes and relax. Be in the center of your head. Ground yourself from the base of your spine into the center of the earth, the exact geographical center of the planet Earth. Run your energy using yellow earth energy and blue cosmic energy. Pull the yellow earth energy into your feet chakras at the arches of your feet. Allow the energy to flow up your legs and into your pelvic cradle. Pull into the back of the crown of your head blue cosmic energy. Allow this blue energy to flow down the back of your back channels, all the way down, down and into your pelvic cradle. Allow these energies to mix in your pelvic cradle and allow this mixture of earth and cosmic energies to flow up the front part of your back spine. Up, 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 and out the crown of your head. Postulate that the energy will flow through you automatically in this way for the entire exercise. As you experience your daily living, your mind takes reels and reels and reels of mental film, capturing your impressions of each experience. If you were to stop that film and look at a single frame, you would be looking at what is called a picture. A picture has three basic components: the point, the charge, and the chaff. The point is the positive intent of the picture. What is the positive intention motivating you to receive or create the picture? Why remember the experience? The charge in a picture represents the amount of emotion or trauma that you have attached to that experience. The chaff of a picture is the character affect. How is your character or personality, the way in which you take action, affected by this picture? The effect is shown in both the action between yourselves, your soul and your body, and in the outer appearance of your action to others. Each picture will have its own basic integrity, just as the situations in the experience did. It will also be colored and formed by you as you process it and integrate it into your energy body. The process starts first with your perception of the picture. You perceive and recognize the picture in one of your seven body chakras. As you pull a picture into your first chakra, you ground through the energy that forms the picture. as you pull a picture into your second chakra, you feel the energy that forms the picture. As you pull the picture into your third chakra, you manipulate the energy that forms the picture. As you pull a picture into your fourth chakra, you become one with the energy that forms the picture. As you pull a picture into your fifth chakra, you hear the energy that forms the picture. As you pull a picture into your sixth chakra, you see the energy that forms the picture. As you pull a picture into your seventh chakra, you know the energy that forms the picture. The picture travels through the chakra into your back channels, up your back channels, and into the center of your head. It is here, in the center of your head, that you analyze and discriminate the energy of the picture. If the energy is compatible with your energy, you will file it away into your memory banks. To open up your visual perception of a picture, you must practice looking. Place in front of your sixth chakra a picture of the sun. See the sun in all its detail. Notice the yellow-white color of the sun. Notice the energy emanating from the edges of the sun. Allow the sun to be real. Feel the heat of the sun on your face. Now dissolve the sun. Wipe the sun out. Take a small particle of energy from the center of your head and dissolve the picture of the sun by throwing the energy out of your sixth chakra and at the picture. The picture will dissolve and turn into neutral energy in your aura. Now place a flower in front of your sixth chakra. Pick a flower that you are in affinity with. See the flower. See the stem. Notice all the details of the flower and the stem. Notice the colors of the flower and the stem. See the vibrance of the flower. Smell the aroma of the flower. Notice the sensations that you have in your body from looking at the flower. Now take responsibility to dissolve the flower. Take some energy from the center of your head and shoot it out of your sixth chakra to dissolve the flower. Now allow yourself to be up in the corner. Up, up, up in the corner. Pull yourself up into the corner. Pull your soul self up into the corner. Notice the silver cord that attaches you, the soul, into you, the body. From up in the corner, notice your physical body. Notice how your body is sitting in the chair. Notice the clothes that you have on. Notice the aura around your body. Where are your boundaries? Notice the chakras that go up the front of your body. Notice the channels that are in your legs, up the back of your spine, and in your arms. Notice the grounding cord that attaches your body into the center of the earth. Notice the difference between the mental image picture of the sun and the flower from the view that you see up in the corner of your body and your energy body. Now be in the center of your head. Pull yourself back into the center of your head. Pull yourself into the exact geographical center of your own head. Pull all of your soul self into the center of your head. Be in the present moment. Bring every cell in your body into this present moment. Be here right now. And come out of trance.